Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Beis, and we're starting on the bottom line of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Reb Yochanan. Omer Leshlucho, Tzei V'Kadesh Li Isha Stam. I bet you're wondering what in the world this has to do with Masechet Nazir. Well, it's going to take some fancy footwork to see that, but we'll get to it soon. So a guy appoints a shliach and tells the shliach, go out and find me a wife and just give her kedushin. At this rate, I'm never going to get married. I mean, you can see this kind of thing, you know. Well, it's an easy way to avoid the dating scene. I mean, the dating scene is so profoundly awful that it's a lot easier to just point somebody to find one for you, send her FedEx, and that's it.
That's how shot funds begin.
That's right. So he, now the shliach, unfortunately, drops dead before reporting back. Oh boy, oh boy. Who is my wife? Mm-hmm. So now he's not allowed to marry anybody ever, this shliach. Because how does he know that the person that he's marrying is not the daughter of the person, the sister of the person, the mother of the person, or whatever, related to the person that this shliach went out and was makadosh?
This is starting to sound like another Nazi right now.
So he's also b'chola ad nashim shebaolam. Why? Because chazak shliach was a shlichuton. We have to assume that the guy was makayim shlichut, and since he never told us, given the parashah, he never said the name of the woman. So he has no idea who the woman was that he was makadosh. So how can he take anyone for a wife without knowing whether this woman is now a relative of his of the wife that he already has? You see that we don't worry about such things because it says kein setuma. A kein setuma, let's say a zavri, let us. Has to bring now an olah and two birds, one for an olah, one for a chata. So if he defines, that's called a kein mefureshet, he knows at the time that he bought it, he said this one is for the olah, this one is for the chata. But a kein stuma, where it was not inferred which one was which. So there were one of them, sheparcha gozal achad me'em lavir. There's two matched birds now in the cane. One of them flies away and makes it out. Or sheparchala ben chata otametot, or it didn't escape. I mean, we still see it, but it's in this pile of other birds. We can't identify it. And therefore, it has to go according to, it's mixed with birds that have to die. Let's say other chataot, where the birds, the owners died, or whatever the case was. We have the famish chataos amesos. But for whatever reason, we cannot have access or use to the one bird that flew away. It's not a problem. Because of the fact that it wasn't defined in the first place, you take another bird, and you can make that now the other bird. Now you have two birds. And now, at the time that you're makir of them, you're mefarishta. However, if the cane had been mefarishta, and we don't know now which one flew away, whether it was the chatat or the olah, over there, in lo takana. There's nothing to do, because I can't match up a bird when I don't know whether the bird that I'm supposed to match up is supposed to be the olah or the chatat. So I have to start all over again. Now, that, however, doesn't say what happened to the other birds. It's clear from here that he can go out and get another cane, right? And there's no problem. And anybody can buy a cane. Now, why would that be true? Am I? Why do we not have to be afraid that maybe the bird that I'm buying is the bird that was the chatas for this other guy? Because somewhere out there, there's a bird that's us. It's over here. Somewhere out there, there's a woman that's us. What kind of question is that? Says Rabbi Yochanan, whoa. What are you asking me from this case? It's a ridiculous question. Ana Isha, the low night. Ramarta li'at isura denayit. I told you Allah about a woman. A woman is kavua. Obviously, otherwise we go basar rov. But since a woman has her place, so ko kavua mech kemechza mechza dami. Therefore, I'm going to have a suffix, a shokul on every woman, which is a suffix diorita. Mamela, they're all asurites. Vashenkin, birds fly around from place to place. And therefore, you're bringing me a raya from an isura denayant, which is a bird, obviously, to go according to the rove in that case. Vachitem, and now maybe you'll say to me, says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, so then would I agree that at least, hachanami, nayant, we could say that the woman is also nayant, because maybe he can find her in a market. Finds her in the market. It's not a makam kavua. So emo b'shuka ashka v'kodesh. So this, most mefarshim say this doesn't mean the shliach. This means the guy. In other words, if he now finds a woman that is in the shuk, then we could say called the parish meruba kaparish. This point is no longer kavua because he's finding her out in the shuk. So it'll be makadosh there. But hatam hadar nechuta nonetheless would be a problem because that's not really parish. A woman in the marketplace, after all, she was born to shop. This is, no, that's not it. A woman in a marketplace always goes back to her house. So, she didn't really leave. She's just on a trip. The car's parked outside. So therefore, that's not considered to be a nayat. But so it's not, it's still kavua. But gabe kein mihadra, what a bird that's flying around, I mean, that doesn't have a mokum kavua. And therefore, over there, we would say we'll go according to the rove, because it's called the parsh merubaka parsh, mashenkin by the woman. You've got a serious problem. Okay, so before we continue, let's just point out that by the same token that we said over here, the raya, from the fact that you're allowed to go ahead and buy a cane, we got a serious problem, because how about somebody else? Why is anyone in the world allowed to marry any woman in the world? Why don't we say, hey, you can't marry that woman. She may be the woman that this shliach was makadosh. And even if you'll say that women are believed to say, which is the sheet that Rabbeinu Tam brings over, women are always believed to say, I was not makadosh. That's all very nice if you're talking about a gedolah, but how about a woman who was a ketana at the time? She doesn't know whether her father maybe was a makabel kedushin for her. And now that means that at this point, nobody can marry a woman who in that year was a ketana, all women from that year will be also. Nobody suggested such a thing, right? So what's the Gemara's problem with the king? So obviously, says Tesis, look, midioraita, this is not a serious issue at all. Because there's no kavua kemechza mechza dami unless first something became usr. In other words, you need to have an isr that was an ikar, a heta that's an ikar, and now since it's in its place, so it has the chashivut of the din of kviyut, and kviyut prevents it from being bottled. But over here was never an ikar. What are you trying to say? Therefore, let's make it ko kavua, that we would never say. The only reason that we created this halacha is because of the unacceptable kalut hadad that this person has, and not just telling a guy, go out and find a woman. That's a kalut hadad. Tell him who he should go, he should try to get this woman, that woman. What are you saying? Any woman, just pick up a woman for me. So that type of looseness is unacceptable to us. And therefore, the Chazal were koveya, this is a knas. So the Gemara is assuming we would have said the same knas for a guy who doesn't watch his kinim, or you allow a cane beforeish, that's a chatas to be flying loose, people will find it. This. So we would give him a knas. That's the point. But it's not that this is really, we look at this as really kavua. And even the tereth was a isha, the naida, and so on. That was that it's similar to kviyut. And therefore we would be machmer, says Tesis, because of the knas. However, the other Rishonim said there's no comparison. A woman has a chazaka of being a pnuya, but does not have a chazaka of not being someone's daughter. Obviously, she was born as someone's daughter, I would assume. Right? She started off as someone's daughter. So vis-a-vis the guy who may be taking his mother-in-law, right? And over there, what are we going to say? Where's the chazaka that was mater her for him? But vis-a-vis, I'm a person who wants not to be Mekadosh and Isha. So what are we going to be Chayesh? Maybe her father was Mekabel Kedusha. She has a Cheskas Pnuya. I can rely on that cheskas pnuyas. The other rishonim argue on places like the Rosh. They say that's the nafkamina. This is not a knas. This is me karadin, but only for him, obviously. It's not going to be nogea anybody else. Fine. But therefore, it says, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, you're asking me, you're asking on a case of kavua from a case that's not kavua. That's not a kasha at all. Omar Rava, Umoda Rabbi Yochanan B'Yisha, She'en la lo bat, v'lo bat bat, v'lo bat bain, v'lo aim, v'lo aim aim, v'lo achot. If this woman has no relatives at all at the time that he made the shliput, then there's nothing to worry about, because he can't possibly be now taking the relative of this woman, because there was no way at the time that there was any iser on a relative. As a matter of fact, even if she did have a relative at the time, but that relative that would have answered her was married. Let's say she had a sister. So you say, maybe he married the sister for him, and you can't take this woman because the sister is his real wife? No. If the sister was married, then the shliach could not have been mekadesh the sister, and therefore, at the time, therefore, even though now she has a sister, that's not a problem. But even more, I'm saying, that if at the time that he made the shliach, the sister was married, also there's no problem. Even though at the time that the shliach died, the sister was already divorced or widowed, there'd still be no problem. Why? Why don't we say that the shliach was maybe Mekadesh, the sister, after her divorce? We're not worried about that, says Rav. I'll tell you why. Because a person only makes a shliach for what's available to him at the time. So, that woman who may be the sister is Mutara, Tahisharia, my time. The Be'ahi Shaita, at the moment that he told the shliach to Ka'amar Lein, he told the shliach, go out and find me a wife. This woman was not included because she was married to somebody else at the time. Therefore, I don't have to worry that her sister is the woman that I cannot take because she's the sister of the woman who might be my wife. At the time, there's no problem. Because a person, at this point, we think what he means is a person doesn't make a shliach for something that is currently not available. So it was not in his mind at the time that he made the shliach. So we say at that time, since at the time that he said it, Avik Nisivan Lagabe, she was married to some other man. Kimash Vishliach, when a person makes an agent to do something, it's only Bemilta de Kaima Kame, something that is currently available. That's where he intends to appoint the Shliach. But a Milta de Lo Kaima Kame, Lo Mash Vishliach, a person does not make a commitment where the object of the commitment does not exist at the time that he's making the commitment. Therefore, to tell the shliach to go out and to take a woman who's currently unavailable is not part of the shlichut. And now we get to our mishnah, because here is the only connection of our sugya to the sugya. Our mishnah says that when a guy says, Hareini nazir alayla galeach nazir, the guy has a friend who's listening to him and says, Vani, so the Mishnah said, look, you go, who says it? So that they can each be Yotze the Neder without having to put out more money for another person's Nazirut, because they can make a deal. I'll be Megaleach your, and you be Megaleach me. And that, Megaleach meaning paying for the Korbanot and the Nazirut. So in this case, they could do the smart thing. Now, how is that a smart thing? The second guy, when he made a Nazirut, he could have had in mind to be Megaleach the first guy, because the first guy was already a Nazir. But the first guy, since the second guy was not a Nazir at the time, and you're telling me that people make commitments only in what is currently at the time in front of them and available, so the first guy could not have been thinking about being Megaleach the second guy since he wasn't a Nazir at the time. So why isn't that the same thing as saying that a person, you're telling me a person commits himself to taking a woman based on whoever this shliach picks, but he didn't mean someone who at the moment was not available. So that in our Mishnah also, he commits himself to be Megaleach Nazir. You're saying a person doesn't commit himself to something that is at the time not part of his thoughts. So why over here in our Mishnah is he able to be Yotzei his Gibluach on the person who only now said Vani ve'alai legaleach. Let's see that inside. It says in our Mishnah Tanan, Hareini Nazir ve'alai legaleach Nazir. V'shamach haverov amar Vani ve'alai legaleach Nazir. Im ayu pekhim megavchin ze et ze, v'im lav. Look, if they can't bring themselves to be smart about it, megavchin Nazir machiri. Anyway, Bishleim, I understand that the second guy who said Ve'ani, so the Batra'a, he has a Nazir, he has a right to go and to be Megaleach the first guy. Why? Because at the time that he said it, Ika Kadma Kameh. The first guy was there in front of him and he knew him to be a Nazir, obviously. I mean, that was all way he became a Nazir, was by saying Ve'ani. But the first guy who said, I am a Nazir, Ve'alai Legaleach Nazir, the Kadma'a, couldn't possibly have been thinking of being Megaleach the second guy, because the second guy wasn't a Nazir at the time. So Mi Ika Batra Kameh, does he have the second guy there in front of him at the time to be able to be Yotze Yisfiyah to be Megaleach a Nazir, since at the time the person wasn't a Nazir? So you see from here that it's not true that people take into consideration the possibilities that are coming up. So when he appoints the Shliach to take a woman for him, he would mean any woman that's available, just like over here, he means any Nazir that will be available at the time. That's all. The same thing is true with the Shliach. Ela Hachikamah. Ela, how do we understand the person who is going to be Megaleach now, the second Nazir? Because obviously what he meant was, Imashkach Medavi Nazir, if there will be a Nazir available at that time, even though he is a Nazir now, Agal Chay. So why can't he be saying the same thing now? Hachanami, what he's saying is Hachikamah. He's telling his agent, if you find a woman, even though right now she's married, but she finally got divorced, or her husband died, the Megarsha, you could still be Mekadisher for me. Amri, know what I now get back to what I said before. Amri, what I meant was, not that he isn't thinking about it, I'm saying he cannot. Lo mashvi ina shliach ala b'milta d'matzi avid ashta. But b'milta d'lamatzi avid le'ashta, lo mashvi shliach. A person does not have the legal ability to appoint an agent to do something that he cannot do. So you say, well, later he can do it. Fine, so then let him make a new shliach. But at the time, the shlichut did not include the rights to do something which he can't hand over because he didn't own those rights. That's what I'm saying. So, Mamela, if you find a woman who at the time had no relatives that were available that could have been mikudashot, even though at one point or another, maybe 10 minutes after he appointed the shliach, that woman loses her husband and gets divorced, now is able to be Mekudeshet. It's not a problem because it wouldn't have been a Kedushin anyway. Even if the Shliach went ahead and was Mekadesher, it wouldn't be a kosher Kedushin because he was not an agent to be a Mekadesher woman. That was not Roy at the time that the agency was created. Is that so, says the Gemara? Well, look. I'll bring you Raya right here from the same Sugi Nador. Guy says to an apotropos, he's about to be taking off on a business trip. So he says to his apotropos, that he's left in charge of all of his home details, Kom de darim, shetadur ishti mikan v'achavami makom, ploni aferla, any de darim until I get back from Beijing, you'll be made for the whole time that I'm away. Vei aferla. And now the agent goes and he does that. You might think that that afara was a good afara. Talmud lomar, ishah yekemeno v'ishah yefereno. Only her husband can be mekayim. Only her husband can be made for, not an agent. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan omer, what do you mean? Matzino bechol makom sheshlucho shel adam kamoto. That is her husband. The agent of a husband is her husband. That's what shliach shel adam kamoto means. Anyway. You see over here, that, I mean, even according to Rabbi Yosha, the only problem is whether agency applies in the din of hafara, right? But if it would apply, there'd be nothing to discuss. But we're all agreed that an agent would theoretically be able to be made for a netter that had not as yet been made. So what are you telling me? Well, maybe a husband can also be made for a netter that was not as yet made, right? No, because il gabididei. When it comes to the husband, it says Beferish, Tanya, if a woman says to his wife, all Nadarim that you make from the time now until I get back from Beijing, They should all be kosher nadar. Lama klum. If he said, Arein mufarim, I hereby do made for them, then it's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can be made for even in advance. But the chachamim omrim, eino mufar. Now, assuming that Allah is like the chachamim. So if the guy himself can't be made for Nedarim, how can he create an agent to be made for Nedarim, which at the time that he created the agent were not in existence, he didn't have the power to be made for? It's exactly this case. If the guy himself cannot be Mekadesh this Isha now because she's not Megoresh, she's married to somebody else, how can he hand over the rights to the Shliach? You see that there's not a problem. You're telling me that therefore it doesn't have to be Feshish? If he can hand over the ability to be made for a Neder, it doesn't exist. He should be able to hand over the ability to be Mekadesh and Isha that, so to speak, doesn't exist. I'm going to explain that. Says the Gemara, what's the kash? Let's see the kash inside. Because Sakatat, we assume that when Rabbi Yoshia, I remember Rabbi Yonatan, when they said over here, the reason we asked for Rabbi Yoshia is, even though it would be easier to ask from Rabbi Yonatan, is because we want to show Sistosis that even according to Rabbi Yoshia, it's a problem. But the only reason Rabbi Yoshia was saying no is because the Torah specifically said, no shlichut. Okay, but if not for that, there wouldn't be a problem with the shlichut, right? So we assumed, Kasaka Daikah, the Rabbi Yoshia was going on Libra Rabbona, that the husband himself would not be able to be made. Nami lo mates, Matsi made. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yoshia is saying, if it wouldn't be for the fact, Ilav the Omer Achmona, the words, Ishaya Kemenov Ishaya Ferena, then there'd be no problem, and the apotropos would be able to go in and to be made for. Yeah, but that's not really a problem, because Dilma Libra the Rabbi Yeshia. Maybe he's only saying this. Aliba, Rabbi Eliezer, holds that the husband does have the right to be made for in advance. But Enoch Inami, according to Chachamim, who hold that a husband doesn't have the rights, you wouldn't be have a problem, because you can't possibly give over rights you don't possess. So it's because Aliba, Rabbi Eliezer, don't have much to be made for. So then, I understand, if he himself can be made for now, so then why is he appointing a shliach? So then, Iachi, Lama Leila Shvi Shliach, I understood that the problem was the neder didn't exist. So he can't do it himself. So he tells the shliach, look, if my wife makes a neder while I'm away and you hear about the neder, so you go ahead and be made for the neder at the time. But obviously, I mean, if I could do it now, I would do it myself, but I can't do it now. So, I mean, that made sense. The case made sense. And therefore, I felt I had a good riot. Well, if he can't do it, how can he make a shliach to do it? You're telling me, no, actually he could do it. So if actually he could do it, why doesn't he do it? Why is he appointing a shliach to do something all he has to do? I mean, it's no more tircha to say, I am made for all the nadarim, than to tell his apotropos, by the way, if she makes neder, you'd be made for the nadarim. You might as well just do it yourself. Yes, for your mother, say, how come I'm a shliach? Lay for law you. Why make a shliach if he could do it himself? It's not the same. Because you see, when is he going to make this hafarah? He's going to make this hafarah right before he leaves on his trip. Because otherwise, how does he know? If he makes it now, the day before, maybe she'll make a neder the next day that he hasn't heard about. So now we're going to say he should say this, Richie, at the very last moment before getting into the cab to the airport. Yeah, but I mean, he's thinking it. I mean, what if I forget? I got a lot of other things on my mind. Well, I'm just too busy. I'm handling my phone calls. I don't even have the time to say any neder that you make should be moved. Or for that matter, which usually the wives make sure that you have a fight before you go to the airport. So at that point, he's going to be furious at her. He'll say, the heck with it. You keep your nadarim. Suffer. What do I got to be made for your nadarim for? So nothing has changed. So because of that, it's all kedai for him to appoint the shliach in advance. So, you know what? Keep me out of it. You handle it. Yes, Sam.
Why didn't you just say I cancel her from this point until I return?
Because he doesn't want to do that. Because what if Lamaisa there are in the dorm that he actually does want? Because he doesn't want to give up his rights to the neder that he's able to handle. So Mela, he's going to wait until the last minute. He waits until the last minute, then he's worried, says the Gemara. He's worried that Dilma Meshtalina, maybe I'll forget, I have so many things on my mind. Or Atacha, maybe I'll be mad at her. or maybe mitaridna, or maybe I'll just be too busy. I won't be able to break off my cell phone conversations. I got one on either ear and another one bounced on my nose. How am I going to be able to say to her, kol nedorim shetaduri? So mamela, it's kedai for me to appoint the shliach. Harei alai legalea chatzi nazir, v'shama chaviro v'amar, v'ani alai legalea chatzi nazir. So what happens there? Says the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir, ze megalech nazir shalem, v'ze megalech nazir shalem, the Rabbi Meir. Since when you make yourself a chatzi nazir, what does that mean? A chatzi nazir becomes a nazir shalem, by definition. So therefore, basically, he's committing himself to a full nazirut. V'chachamim omrim, no, actually each one pays half of the neder, half of the price of the korbanos v'givuah of a nazir. So v'chachamim omrim, ze megalei chatzi nazir, v'ze megalei chatzi nazir. Omar Rava, hakol modim, kol echad yomer chatzi korbanot nazir alai. Chatzi korban ma'ita. Everybody agrees if a guy says b'feirush, half of a korban nazir comes out of my pocket, then fine, there is such thing as half of a korban of a nazir. So why would he not be able to give half of the korban of a nazir? Nobody's going to argue about that. That's not a question. So then, chatzi korban ma'ita. If he says korbanot of a chatzi nazir alai, since by definition, a chatzi nazir is a nazir shalem. So that's saying the same thing as the korbanos of a nazir alive. Because if a guy would make himself a half a nazir, he is a nazir. So you're saying, and I want to bring the korbanos of a guy who made himself a half a nazir. Okay, very good. So just like every chatzi nazir is a nazir, you'll bring the korbanos of a nazir. All right. Now then also, everybody is made on that. That's not the question. So for sure, both Rabbi Meir and Chachamim are made in that case, kula korban b'yatri. My timer. Why? Because lo ashka nazir of the pocket. There is no such thing as a half a nazir who doesn't become a complete nazir. So ki pligi belishta de matnitin pligi. Actually, this really is just an argument that's semantical. What is meant by the words hare alai legalei chatzi nazir? Is he referring to half of the karbonis that the guy is bringing? Or is he referring to half of the naziris? So Rabbi Meir is Savar Kivin de Yomar Harei Alai. The moment he says Harei Alai Legaleach, remember Rabbi Meir always puts a stress on the opening words that a man says. That's his din. Tfos Lashon Rishon. So according to Rabbi Meir, look, he's chayev. As soon as he says that, he's already chayev to bring the karbonos of a nazir. So he's chayev a kula karbon nazir. So he wants to change now something like Chatzi Nazirut. He can't change it. Lav Kol Kamine. Whereas the Rabbanan say, no, that's what you mean. I mean, he's explaining himself. He's saying, yes, I want to bring the Karbanos of a Nazir, but I only want to pay for half. So it's a Neder of Petachimon. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the other issues of Nazirut itself. Now, as Tosis points out, this leaves us with something of a riddle. Why in the world would a Tana pattern this Mishnah on the previous Mishnah's case, where there are two people sitting, and the other guy says "Vani alai," then it's completely irrelevant. "Vani alai legaleach" would be exactly the same machlokas if there was one guy. If there's 10 guys, there's nothing to do with the number of people. We're not interested in analyzing the second person's lashon or the interrelationship of the from the previous Mishnah. We needed to know this whole kiddush over here that even though the person wasn't a nazir, it could be yotzi by giving the other one the naziris, and that's fine. And we need to know the state of a guy's mind, the one-upmanship, all of that stuff, fine. Okay. What's the point in the second Mishnah? Well, I have to say it's just agav. It's sort of the sefer, this Mishnah we called it before. So the sefer, we just kept it parallel, like we usually do. And we use the case to indicate something, another machlok. The Mefarish doesn't like that shot. The Mefarish says, no, the whole machlok is over here. Is only because in context it makes sense. Because since there's another guy there, the person who said Chatzi Nazir and his friend right away says, and I'll do the other half, is the way we look at it. So in other words, between the two of them, they're making a single neder. That's the question. Shall we look at it like that? Or shall we take it individually and then indeed look at, say, there's no such thing as a chatzi? That's the question. So if it wouldn't have been in that context, according to the Mefarish, we would never have suggested that you really only have a chatzi nazir. Because there's no such thing. It's just that with the other guy, you're both going to bring one carbon nazir. So we look at it as one big matter, maybe, according to the Chachom. Okay, there's difficulties in fitting his pshat into the details of the Shaka Vatara of the Gemara, which is why Tosfos didn't accept it. But you could see it does a lot nicer job on at least explaining why the case in the Mishnah is such a strange case. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Mishluchot Tzivik Adesh Liisha Stam, Asur B'chol Anashim Sheba'olam, Chazaka Shliach Ose Shlichuto, V'kimen Lo Porish Le, Lo Yoda Hain Yu Kodesh Le. Eitz Eirish Lagish Rabbi Yochanan, so why is it that in the case of a Kain Tzituma, Sheparcha Gozal Achad Mehem Le'avir Olam, or Sheparcha Le'ben Chatot Amitot, or Shemet Echad Mehem, Yikach Zug L'Sheni, V'ilu Kain Mefureshet, Ein Lo Takana? Okay, but Shar Kinim B'Alma is not a problem. They're Metaknan. Am I? Le'ma Kol Chod Avachod Adilma Ha'iniyu. Oh, mother, what are you asking me from a case which is obviously we go according to Rov, because it's not Kavua. Kamina Na Isha, the Lo Naiden. And you ask me a kasha from an Isra the Nayin? V'chitema, that you'll tell me maybe the Isha also, you could argue Mekadosh and Isha Nashuk. And then she would be called the Parsh Muruba Kaparsh. So, Hachinami Nayud, because Ema Beshuka Ashkech Lekadosh. No, because a woman is always in the shuk and going back home. Atam ka hadra nechuta, but God became me hadra. Amar Rav umoda Rav Yochanan biisha sheinla lo bat velo bat bat velo bat bein velo aim velo aim velo achot. And even if she had an achot at the time, but the achot was nitgarsha leachar mikan. The ahi sharia my timer because the ahi shaita the ka'amar le. To make him a shliach at that point, he wasn't thinking about it, and he was having a siman agava. She was married, so when a person is mashva shliach, ki mashva shliach ben milta de kaima kame, but ben milta de lo kaima kame lo mashva shliach. It's not. Harini nazir ve'alai legaleach nazir v'shamach haveiro v'amar ve'ani ve'alai legaleach nazir. So here it says imayu pekim begalchim zed zeimim lav. So now I understand the batra, bishlim batra. Ikakadma kamei. So he was thinking about doing the giluach of this guy. Elakadma. How could he have had in mind the batra? Miika batra kamei. So how could they now mutually be megale? Ela, what you're going to have to say is that okikoma. Imash kachan dahavi nozir adalche. So okinami okikoma. Like, imash kachan to megarsha kadishli. No, what I meant was lo mashvi ina shliach ela b'milta the matzi ovid hashta, but b'milta lo matzi ovid la hashta lo mashvi shliach. Is that so? V'lo tashma ha'omer l'apotropos shelo kol nedarim shetadur ishti mikan v'atshavo mimakom ploni hefer lo, and he went ahead hefer lo yoko yumu farim tamad lomar only husband isha yikemenu isha yeferenu. Dear Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yonatan says, what do you mean? Only a husband. The agent of the husband is the husband. Matzina b'chomakom, shishluchor shel adam kamoto. Why is this place any different? But anyway, I mean, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosha. The only problem is, time adi yom rachman isha yikamenu isha yiferenu. But if not for that, nobody had a problem with the etzim shlichut, and the apotropos would be able to be mefer. But the problem is that he himself would not have been able to be mefer, because yilu gabi didei tanya. Omer li ishto kol nedarim shetaduri mikan v'ad shavo mimakor ploni yu kayamim lo amaklum arein mufarim. Rabbi Eliezer omer mufar v'chachamim omer mimeno mufar. And I mean, I assume kasal kadai tachi omer Rabbi Yosha is going al libet rabbana who say that lo batzi mefer and then nonetheless he loved omer rachman ishay kemenu ishay ferenu. He did not see any pagam in having an apotropos, and the apotropos would have been Mefer. He says, well, maybe he was talking a little bit of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the husband himself could be Mefer under those circumstances, it comes along Rabbi Yosha to say, nonetheless, it's a problem to point an apotropos because of Ishaya Kemen of Ishaya Ferenim. Maybe that's all he's saying. So he's saying that a Baal, but according to Enoch Nami, the Baal would be Matsi Mefer. So then he could appoint a Shliach. But then why would he appoint a Shliach? Why can't he go ahead and be made for himself right before he leaves to the airport? Late for Lahiu. The Sefer Dilma Mishtalina, or Ratachna, or Mitritna. So mainly he wants to make sure that there is a Shliach. So of course, chatzi korban might. In a case where it's a korbanot of a chatzi nazir alive, so of course, Kule carbon by to ye, why? My time of the law, Ashkenazir is the palma. The only machlokes is, ki pligi belisha de matnitin pligi, Rabbi Meir Sava, ki band yomahare alai, he's already mechai bekulik at tvos lashon rishon. So he has to bring the entire carbon to zeros. Now that he's coming along to say chatzin is irut, there's no way he could change this anymore. Lav ko kamine. Rabbanan Savri, neder upetach imo.
Petach in neder.